B-Pod Studios.
From the Plato's Closet Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS, WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us
right now. Beasley Media Group Station, home of the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
You guys are great. I just started listening to you guys last year. And believe it or not, I still don't know what y'all look like.
Don't look.
I might disappoint you.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Maney, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Good morning, everybody. It is a lovely 25 degrees outside in the city of Charlotte. And mostly in the 20s. All around Charlotte, but in the teens, up in the higher elevations. Good morning to you guys as well. Ooh, what was that?
What was what?
I didn't hear anything.
I moved my mic.
I know, but now I'm hearing in like weird.
We do sound a little different, but not too bad. I can hear. I mean, it sounds like we're processed.
Hold on. What? You hear that?
It's a bit hollow.
A bit hollow.
Turn the music off. I like it.
Oh, yeah? What could that be?
Oh, you know what? A microphone's in cue speaker, and you're picking up our voices double.
Oh, yeah.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
No?
Hello?
That didn't do it?
No, but we didn't start off this way. It became this way.
Hang on. Let me take it. All right.
Static electricity.
Hello?
Throw us in.
Hello?
I don't hear. It sounds better now.
It does?
A little bit.
Nicole? Help.
I wonder what that is.
I don't know. Is it gone?
I don't know. Test 1, 2. No, my microphone's fine.
Yeah, I think it's gone now.
I think it's yours.
Talk.
All right, put my microphone down, and Loren, you talk.
Okay. Maybe I do hear it a little bit.
All right, now, Maney, you try yours.
Hello? 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 Yeah. No, it doesn't. Put your headphones on.
Hey, turn mic 4 on and off.
Turn mic 4 on and off?
You think we're going to
I'm sorry, mic 3, or what, the one over the guest mic. Yeah. Right. The microphones are never labeled. Okay.
I don't know.
I think it's good.
Sorry if we sound like crap, everybody. And if we sound fine to you guys, it's just...
Just pretend like we're weird. A podcast, because they never sound great.
We do? We sound fine?
No, there's a hollowness.
I think it's gone.
All right. Well, let's.
It did come and it did. I did hear it.
Yeah, I did too. We started out okay, then it became a thing. Anyway, good morning, everybody. It is 6:03 and your day in 30 seconds. I guess I'll go first because I just found out that Roy and I were talking about and Googling the same thing last night.
We were.
Which was?
Ironically. Stun guns.
We want a stun gun. I do. You know, I have handguns. But I don't know if I really necessarily want to carry a handgun with me, especially because I'm a real estate agent and I show houses and whatnot.
You might walk into a house that maybe that's empty, somebody's in there.
And if there's a little, I don't know, riffraff, if you will, a little scuffle, I don't want to kill anyone.
Right.
I just stop them just for a minute so I can skedaddle on out.
Just a quick zap. Yeah, so I was doing the same thing.
The Ren's like, I'm going to drop him.
There's Roy and I. So I was doing the same thing. I was Googling stun guns last night and shooting taser guns.
Yeah, what prompted this, by the way?
Because I was watching the first 48. I'm all in on this season of the first 48 for some reason.
What prompted me?
I watched it last week. I watched it again last night.
I was watching an episode of the Live PD. This dude charged a cop, and he just put his little stun gun, and he shot him. The dude dropped like a rock.
Yeah.
He was, like, sprinting towards the officer. He dropped.
But, Loren, just like Roy, except the different thing, I don't want to shoot anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And mine is, like, even, like, in a home invasion, I don't want to shoot anybody.
Oh, you come to my house.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm weird like that. I mean, maybe I'm just... super, super hippie type. Hey, man, take what you want. Just don't kill me or my family.
And if you try, I'll stun you.
then your robber is going to laugh at you and pull a real gun on you.
Hey, I shot you with a stun gun. Can you send back that stunning?
I tried to shoot you with a stun gun and I missed.
Yeah. You know, it comes out like that stuff spits out of the gun.
Hey, I got to put that back inside and shoot it again.
Stay right there. I'll reload in a minute. And when I do, you're going to get electrocuted.
Uh-huh. Sure, he's just going to stand around for that one.
I don't know, man. But if it's my house, I think I'm going
to... I was watching the first 48 last night, and it's in Tulsa, and it's in, like, some older retirement community, and this family... The woman calls 911. She goes, my husband's telling me to call 911, and she's freaking out.
Ugh.
She goes, I don't know what's going on. I hear voices. She goes, oh, my God, is that inside my house? Oh, my God, is that my husband who's screaming? And the 911 operator's like, well, go get in the closet. Go hide. Oh. She didn't even know it was her house. She thought it was like a neighbor. She's like, I think the neighbor's being robbed. My husband's yelling. And then all of a sudden, she hears her husband scream. She goes, oh, no, is that my house?
Well, so it
turns out, listen to this crap.
Okay.
This is why I have a Fort Knox security system.
Yeah, this is scaring me.
This is why, and I apologize because I know I'm going over my day in 30 seconds. We'll get to everybody, but we'll discuss this.
Who cares?
Because Live PD and Cops is entertainment TV. Mm-hmm. The first 48 is almost too damn crucial.
Yeah.
There's nothing entertaining about it. Like, really. The only thing that's kind of entertaining is watching them puzzle put the pieces of the puzzle together. Yeah. But there's nothing funny about it.
No, it's terrifying.
Right? On Live PD, you go to see some woman who drank too much and she's peeing on the sidewalk. Okay, you get a laugh. Notice I said a woman. So anyway, it turns out that the guy who broke into this older couple's house worked for a tree company. And the people had worked on their house weeks ago, and they were super nice to the tree company. Like, made them sandwiches, made them iced tea, brought the guys into the house.
Oh, yeah.
To eat. And the dude cased out the house.
Oh, no.
And weeks later, came back, broke in, and was going to rob it.
Mm.
So the last thing the 80-year-old man saw before he owned the house before he died was a face of a person he was nice to weeks earlier. And then that guy kills him.
You know, my grandmother always said, good intentions pave the road to hell.
Whoa.
Hey, she always said it.
She's smart.
She is smart,
man. Is that Italian granny?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She didn't trust anybody, man.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, don't trust nobody, Lorraine. All right, what else is going on? So I was all freaked out last night, and I said, I'm getting a stun gun. And then I looked it up, and there were $1,000. I was like, pass.
Yeah, might as well get a real gun.
Yeah. I'm going to get a slingshot.
You're going to get a... Hey, why don't you get a pen and just do spitballs at him? You're in class again. Hey, Robert, stop.
I'm going to get a bamboo stick with a blow dart.
Yeah.
Like that they do to take out rhinos.
You're crazy, man.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Let's continue your day in 30 seconds, Lorraine. What'd you do?
Oh, I had a peek in a pit yesterday. So
you had a what?
A peak and a pit day.
Oh.
Like, I had a really good part of my day, and then I had a really crappy part of my day.
Okay.
So, Elaine, I'll start with the peak. Elena, she was this first runner-up for Au Pair of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
And she gets to go on to the next round now, which is like the International Au Pair of the Year. And there's no voting. It's just like somebody reads our entries and then picks. But she's been getting a lot of international attention, which is really cool.
Nice.
So she's been doing all these interviews with like Italian newspapers. And yesterday, an Italian newspaper released like a video of like her and like what she's here for and that she, you know, got that honor. And then she also had a radio station that she was on yesterday, an Italian radio station. And I guess, and obviously they were, you know, singing her praises, but right before she goes on, like, we put you on hold, you can hear what's happening on the radio. So then when we come to you, you know. Well, she's listening to this and they're talking about Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing they ask her when she gets on the phone for the interview is if the family she lives with owns guns.
Wow, this show is really turning into a full circle.
Yeah. And she's so funny because she's so smart, man. She, like, dodges the question. She's like, doesn't all Americans own guns, you know? And, like, never really answers it, but it was funny.
She didn't say that she worked for a family who's... Mom was on the radio?
Yeah, she did.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Tell me more about this Manny Roy Lorraine.
You know what's funny is, like, I hate to say, like, nobody cares about that part. Everybody is, like, wants to talk about how I was a former Miss Pennsylvania. Like, they don't really care about, like, any of my accolades now. They're talking about something that happened to me, like, 10 years ago.
Yeah, so they're like, oh, so she's very hot, huh?
She wanted the Marconi for the best radio broadcaster, but also looks good in bikini,
right?
No?
And then my pig yesterday was, you guys remember, I went through this whole thing with Cash where I took him to go get his blood work done.
And listen, can we talk? Can we talk about that separately? Because I was in here and I saw you.
Yeah, I was really upset yesterday.
I know, I felt really bad for you. And
yeah, we can talk about it later.
All right, because we're running out of time for Roy's day. Okay. Roy's got your day in 20 seconds.
So I fixed dinner.
That's awesome. Okay, when we come back.
So I fixed dinner, and I noticed that Sterling didn't eat all the food. And so he said, I don't want to eat anymore. And I was like, oh, cool. And I'm like cleaning up. And he's like, hey, so later on, I'm going to go get food. And I said, oh. I was like, I can cook you something else. And he's like, no, I'm just going to like run to Wendy's or something. And I was like, okay, so you didn't like it. He goes, no, I liked it. I don't want that.
Oh.
And I was like, okay. I was like, so can I make it again next week? And he goes, I'd rather you not.
That is such a nice way to tell somebody that their cooking sucks.
But then I was I was on a mission for him to just say that. I was like, so you don't like it? No, that's not the case. I'm like, then what do you say?
Oh my God. What was it?
Because you were in here like furiously figuring out what you were making for dinner yesterday.
It was Law and Order in your house.
It's a meatball flatbread, and it's actually really good. I don't know what's wrong with his taste buds.
So what do you end up eating?
PBJ.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
I hate the new Instagram, by the way. Because your messages, your DMs go to, like, they want you to, like, primary or general.
See,
mine doesn't do it at all. Maybe you guys have some business setting, but mine's normal.
Really? Well, the radio station one is primary and general.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then my personal one, which I do have set as a public figure, is set to primary and general.
See, I think it's because it's a public figure. I just have, like, a personal account, and mine's normal. I think it thinks that you're a business, and you have, like, customer service, and you're trying to, like, respond to your customers.
Well, I'm switching it back then. Okay. Thanks, Roy. Good tip. I didn't know that.
Yeah, mine's fine.
So Julie reaches out to @TheMRLShow on Insta. And by the way, we're at like 15,000 followers. We'd love to get to 20,000 ASAP. That'll really impress our bosses. So if you follow us, like let's just say if you follow us right now, we'll follow you back instantly. How about that?
Okay.
All right. @TheMRLShow.
But Julie, she reached out and DM'd us and said, I've been listening to your show forever, although I never took the time to see what y'all look like in person.
Oh, I apologize. You know what? Just enjoy our voices.
I'm sure the picture in your head is much better than reality.
Which I still find funny that even in this day and age of technology and Facebook and Insta and Snap and TikTok, I mean, you can see us everywhere, not just hear us. You can see us everywhere. Billboards all over town. She didn't see us. Okay, that's fine. She said, I finally took a peek, and you're definitely not what I pictured.
No, no. We never are.
LOL, ha ha ha, except for Loren.
Oh.
Love you guys, though. Thanks for making my mornings bright. So we hit her back. We said, love you back. Thanks for listening. By the way, what was your vision for the boys? This is where things go sideways for me. Manny definitely, in my mind, looked like Carson Daly.
Okay. Hey, that's good.
That is good.
I know, which means she's disappointed with what she found out I looked like.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah.
I thought for sure Manny looked like, if she said I thought for sure Manny looked like the Eric Stoltz in the movie with Cher called The Mask back in the 1980s where his head's all bloated.
Yeah, then it's an upgrade.
Yeah.
When you see you. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. And Roy?
What was I supposed to be? What hunk was I destined to be in her head?
I thought for sure you looked like Raymond from Everybody Loves Raymond.
Okay, that's funny.
Yeah.
I like that. I am your neighbor friend.
Ray Romano. Anyway, I thought that was funny. She said, Manny definitely in my mind looked like Carson Daly, but here he is.
Sean Spicer.
Sean Spicer, yeah. Guy.
Close the blinds. Some monster. Yeah, Sean Spicer. In fact, we got an interesting text message from someone, and we're trying to connect back with her. She says she notices on the show whenever we talk to someone, and like today is hump day, dump day. We're going to find out if Carly's going to dump him or date him based on what you guys call in later, just after 8. and we probably will say to her, tell us what the guy you're dating looked like. Mm-hmm. Give us a celebrity so that we all have the vision. It's just a fun way that everybody listening can picture who we're talking about.
Yeah.
And so the person texted us and said, y'all always ask the listeners what celebrities they look like. What celebrities do you think you look like? Well, mine's a no-brainer. Sean Spicer.
Yeah.
100%. I think you are. Like, where were you during the Trump administration?
Yeah. Like, there is a strong possibility that the two of you are somehow related.
You should see me dance. You ready?
Just like the guy.
Yeah. Literally. And then Roy and Loren and Nicole all have different answers, too.
Yeah, I don't know.
We'll try and catch up with this person maybe tomorrow around this time on text, and we'll tell her who we look like, all right? But up next, if you had cereal this morning, could you please call us 704-570-9595? Everybody who had cereal this morning and you have a minute on your way into work to hang with us, because we have a question for you. Actually, it's more me. I saw somebody do something yesterday.
I know what you're asking, and it is nuts. I've seen other people do it. It's
impossible.
Yeah, I know.
To work. But then I had the argument from the other side, Roy, who said the way that we're doing it is wrong and dumb. And it all has to do with cereal. 704-570-9595.
Give us a phone call. We'll take your calls in 5 minutes.
Is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
I dare someone to say that they put the milk in their cereal first and then pour the cereal.
Nobody does that.
No. Well, Lorette, there's this thing on TikTok called the Cereal Challenge where people pretty much make a bowl of cereal out of someone else's mouth and then with a spoon eat that cereal out of their mouth. Now, you can imagine our shock when we're watching this challenge and people were putting milk first and then the cereal.
And this one woman in particular was doing it, or this young 20-year-old, and she said, so you pour the milk in first just like you always do, because a lot of people pour cereal first. And we were like, forget what? The cereal challenge of you eating it out of his mouth at this point. That's irrelevant to the fact that you just said you put the milk in the bowl first and then pour the cereal. Real quick, we have like 2 minutes here, 704-570-9595. If you're someone who puts the milk in the cereal first, I'm open to change. If you could sell us on why that's a better idea than putting the cereal in first.
And while you call in at 704-570-9595, let me tell you why you're wrong. Because the cereals are different sizes. So if I have Cheerios versus Fruity Pebbles, those cereals are going to need different amounts of milk.
Bang. I had Frosted Mini Wheats last night for dinner. Mm-hmm. And the shredded Mini Wheats suck up a lot of the milk.
And I don't even care about what level my milk goes into my bowl. I just want my cereal to become elevated whenever I pour my milk, once my cereal is already in.
Do the two of you drink your milk after you eat your cereal, or do you pour it out?
Depends. I drink my Fruity Pebbles milk. I'll drink my Frosted Flake milk, but like my
Raisin Bran?
My Raisin Bran or my Rice Krispie milk, that doesn't get drank. It's boring.
Yeah.
Because the only thing I can think of is that that has something to do with it. And that if you want your cereal to stay crunchy, you would put it in last.
Let's talk with Jamie in Belmont. Jamie, welcome to the Mania Roy and the Ram Morning Show.
Good morning.
Jamie, it's not you, but it's your husband who puts the milk in the bowl first?
My husband pours milk and then he pours the cereal on top of it every time.
And you still married him?
I didn't know when I married him.
Like that would have been the deal breaker.
Yes, that's the deal breaker.
What's his reasoning? What does he say?
It's the same thing. He doesn't like his soggy cereal. So he eats it as he goes.
But, he does. So he takes the... Okay, hang on. So he takes the milk to the table.
Mm-hmm. And he takes the cereal box to the table.
Okay.
And so he'll pour his milk... And then he eats the cereal as he goes.
I'm stressed.
So he just pours a little bit of cereal at a time so that it stays crunchy.
A little bit at a time. It is a full process.
Oh, that's weird.
I'm not mad at him.
My blood pressure is up, Loren. That's not the way you do it. There's a much simpler way.
Very weird. And if you have to share a bowl of cereal with him or like a box of cereal, it's the biggest pain in the butt.
Yeah, because he's hogging it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Jamie, I'm going to go out there on a limb and say your husband also puts the toilet paper on the wrong way. He goes under instead of over.
He does.
Oh my God. Most men do.
No, you go over.
That's how you.
He does.
Man, that's well. Man. But now I'm not hating the idea. If you're eating like Rice Krispies, something thanks, that Jamie. Sogs up pretty quickly.
That's what I said. I'm not mad at him.
Okay. Well, the text messages are flying in saying there's no way. And somebody wrote in all capitals, do not pour the milk first. Amen to that. All right.
You nutsos.
We're going to come back. Producer Nicole's got a pretty interesting study she found online. It's which state hates the other states?
Oh.
So which state does North Carolina hate the most?
Probably
which state,
South.
Which state does South Carolina hate the most?
Probably.
And there's one state that doesn't hate anybody.
Okay, she's that's Rhode Island, right? Because everybody hates Rhode Island. Let's talk about this in 5 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. We are the Manny Roy and the Rand Morning Show.
So producer Nicole was telling me off the air yesterday that she found this article, and it's the states, Loren, who hate the other states.
Okay.
So we got to find out who North and South Carolina hate the most.
I would imagine they hate each other.
And then one state doesn't hate anybody.
Hmm.
Here with the results, this is like SNL. Here with the results is our very own girl you don't want to talk to at a party, Nicole.
Well, hold on.
I know, that was rude.
And actually, I'm really fun to talk to at a party.
Yeah.
Anyway. I'm just trying to do a show, y'all. Trying to create some content. I don't know. I don't mean it. I love Nicole.
Anyways, what state do you want to know about first?
North Carolina is where we are.
Well, Roy, you were correct. North Carolina hates South Carolina.
I imagine so. And I imagine South hates us.
Yeah. Wrong.
What?
Really? Georgia.
South Carolina hates Nebraska.
Nebraska?
Why?
Nebraska. Listen, this doesn't have a who, what, where, when, and why.
That doesn't even make sense.
That's why we hate South Carolina.
Yeah, because you guys are supposed to hate us, you idiots.
And then I wish I could tell you where Nebraska is to tell you who they hate and see if it's like a chain reaction, but I don't know where Nebraska is.
You don't know where Nebraska? Well.
Well, Roy, do you? You want to look at this map?
What about, can I ask Pennsylvania and Florida?
I don't know if she's going to be able to find
it
on the map.
Lauren, I'm glad you asked about Florida.
Yeah, she's like, what's the peninsula? Let me go find that.
Florida hates themselves.
Yeah, well, that's about right.
Florida hates right. themselves.
I'm not even, that. I mean, that is so true. That is the epitome of Florida.
Now, who does New York hate? Because I would think New Yorkers hate probably New Yorkers because they're so angry all the time.
Maybe
I
bet Boston.
You, New Yorkers hate New Jersey.
Oh, you think?
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that I'm looking at New York correctly, and they hate everyone.
Oh. You can't even look at New York on the map?
You can't. How many states do you think, if I give you a blank map, how many states do you think you can fill in? Don't look at me that way. Now, you're probably not alone. I think I can do all 50.
Do you know? Okay, hang on. Do you know where California is?
Yes, I know. I know
Texas?
I know Texas.
Okay, Alabama.
That's a
yeah, no, I think so because Alabama... Florida Georgia line is somewhere there, and then
Florida Bama.
Yeah. So yeah, I think I could.
Next okay,
Georgia, so that's three.
Where's Rhode Island?
It's the smallest thing in the Northeast.
I'll tell you, I'll be honest with you, Nicole.
I know Hawaii.
I think I could do all 50, but the Midwest does get a little tricky.
Yeah, me too.
You could do all 50.
I bet you I could. By the way, what state?
I don't know if I could do all 50.
What's
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
State didn't hate anybody.
Oh, Pennsylvania hates New Jersey. What state didn't hate anybody?
Yeah, you have the map now.
Yeah, because I can't tell.
I don't even know where Wyoming is.
But South Carolina doesn't hate us.
Nebraska doesn't hate anyone?
Nebraska doesn't hate anyone? I just imagine Nebraska's filled with bunkers and farms.
That's nice that Nebraska doesn't hate anyone.
Yeah. These colors are very close.
I love the fact that North Carolina hates South Carolina, and South Carolina's got an issue with Nebraska, who doesn't hate anyone.
Random.
I want to know how far that goes back. Like, was there some battle we're unaware of?
I don't know.
I don't know, but there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 states that hates Oklahoma.
What did Oklahoma do?
Oh, no, California, California. Because the colors are so close, I'm like...
I must say, Oklahoma just has tornadoes. Like, they don't do anything.
They hate California.
Well, you
know... It's like Nevada, Colorado.
I got a real beef with Oregon.
Oregon. They all hate California.
Damn you, Idaho, and your potatoes.
Did you just spit out the word Wisconsin? Don't you ever in front of me. What's your beef with Wisconsin?
The cheese.
I don't know. Is there a state that you guys hate?
No, I love it.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't have. I will say.
No, West Virginia is pretty twisty turny.
Yeah.
Driving through.
I will say, like.
And they hate Virginia.
I drove cross country, and Texas is just enormous.
Yeah.
I drove across Texas on I-10 to get to Arizona, and it was like it took forever. Mm-hmm. So, okay. Let's do this.
I want to see Nicole do fill in a map of how many states.
I like what you're thinking. I already printed it out during that segment.
Okay.
We're going to run to the printer. I got 4 copies of the map for us.
I have to do it too. That's
good. We'll all do it live on the radio. This will be a little lesson, and then we'll tell you how we're doing because it's such a visual. We'll tell you what states we're getting correct. And then, by the way, we'll go on like our MRL Insta. We'll go live for a little bit.
Sure. Okay.
All right. It's coming up after 7 right here on Manny, Roy, and Loren.
Charlotte's Morning Show, Manny, Roy, and Loren, Kiss 95.1.
We did a segment where which states hate what states, and we found out that Nicole doesn't know pretty much America. She could not figure out what states what. So we got a blank map, and we're going to fill in the states here in the studio. And now that there's a map in front of me, I've lost confidence in myself. Because I'm pretty good on the East Coast, and then there's just a bunch of squares in the middle of America that I have no clue.
Yeah, I think Northeast is pretty hard with all the smaller states.
Oh, see, I thought that was easy.
And then I think it gets difficult towards the Midwest again.
Let's just do a quick recap. Also, if you're just joining us, North Carolina, according to this, hates South Carolina. And you would think that South Carolina would hate North Carolina, but they don't. South Carolina throws us a big curveball. They hate Nebraska, the people in South Carolina. And to be fair, I live in Waxhaw. I'm right on the border. So I hate Nebraska and everywhere else.
Okay.
Florida hates itself.
Yep, that's right. I can attest to that.
And if you're from up north, New York hates New Jersey, and New Jersey hates everyone.
New Jersey hates everyone.
We'll blog this at kiss951.com. Loren, are we live on Insta?
We are at the MRL show. So if you want to see how Nicole and Roy are doing on their maps, you'll be able to do it there.
So they have a blank map, and Nicole said she doesn't think she can get a lot of states written
Roy,
down.
Are you already working?
Oh, yeah. Am I not supposed to?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Why don't you guys go ahead and start?
We have a 3-minute break here. We've got to get things moving.
Let's
it's 7:07. We'll give you guys till 7:10 to see how many states you could fill in.
Nicole wasn't doing anything over here, which is why I was like, wait, what's happening?
Yeah, and like...
When you mark one, yell out which one you put down.
So North Carolina.
Oh, I pretty much got all of the East Coast, all of it.
Okay.
The East Coast is easy. Everything else is so hard.
South Carolina.
This right here is Connecticut.
Oh, Roy is smoking you right now, Nicole.
Virginia.
I know the East Coast. I'm second guessing one of my choices.
Which one?
My Louisiana. I think my Louisiana is right.
What? You know where that is?
It's right there.
Wait,
yeah.
You don't know where Louisiana is? You don't think?
Listen.
Okay. I'll shut up.
I get it. Okay.
Illinois
is
easy.
Embarrassing.
Roy has one wrong.
I do have one wrong. Michigan's easy because there's two Michigans.
Nicole has got Virginia, Tennessee, Florida, North and South Carolina at this point.
Did Roy just say there's two Michigans, as in like
a
West
North
Michigan
and
an East Michigan?
There's two Michigan.
Oh, yeah, I know. I was born in East Michigan. That's a state.
I'm not wrong.
All right, Nicole just got Georgia.
Oh, I'm for sure getting the middle of America wrong.
All right, hold on. Now I got to come back.
We're on Instagram Live. You can head over to at the MRL show to see Roy and Nicole filling in their brackets, their states.
And
they got empty maps in front of them.
North Dakota, South Dakota. What's underneath
South
Dakota?
You got a minute and a half.
Is Maryland underneath Philadelphia?
Philadelphia is a city, sweetie, so.
It's in Pennsylvania, I can tell you that.
That's what I meant.
Philadelphia.
Chill. I get it, okay?
Which one of these is D.C.?
Which state is Las Vegas?
Why did you just put for Michigan? Hold on.
What?
I put Maryland. And New York is somewhere right there. Rhode Island is somewhere up here.
Yeah. Okay, wait, hold on.
And I think this is Michigan.
1 minute.
Nicole's got a lot wrong over here.
What I love is Texas. Nobody can see what we're writing.
I know.
California. I think this is Oregon.
I don't want to say which ones she got wrong,
Washington.
Though. Okay, that's right.
And then I think this
Where's New Mexico?
Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. And she's getting the West Coast pretty well.
What's beside? Where's
Colorado?
Oh, we haven't
maybe
state called
Arizona. And
I like
maybe,
just listening.
Maybe Utah.
30 seconds.
And,
30 seconds.
Buffalo's in New York, so this might be New York.
And then there's one state that's really square.
Buffalo's near Canada. Canada.
There's a lot
here.
Of states that are pretty square.
Buffalo's this not a state.
Canada doesn't count. You don't have to put Canada on there.
For my visual purposes.
And just listening to
Hawaii's
this is so good.
Right here.
Well, no, oh my God, Nicole.
Does she not know where Hawaii is?
No.
Are you? What's wrong with
Hold
you?
Hold on.
It's not. Okay, I get it.
Hawaii is the simplest one.
Oh my gosh, now
it's a bunch of islands.
Alaska's somewhere up here.
Oh my gosh.
10 seconds.
Nicole, you got to go back to high school,
this is
boo.
Hawaii.
Hang on, I got to do the song.
Nine.
I can't claim seven, to work anymore.
Roy's got a lot.
Five, four,
Texas.
Three, two, one. 10's down.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1. It's Mani, Roy, and Loren. Producer Nicole, I want you to know that a lot of people also agree that they probably couldn't put more than seven states on the map if they had a blank map. Text message from 704 came in and said, Nicole reminds me so much of myself. If we worked together, I wouldn't be the only one laughing all day at the things that come out of my mouth. Nicole, you rock. And then somebody says, don't feel bad that Maney knows more states than you. He has close to 20 years of life experience on you.
He's also lived in... How many states have you lived in?
Oh, I mean...
10?
I've worked in... I've been everywhere, man.
How do we then say that I got so many? I mean, I've only lived in 2 states.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Nobody texted about you, Roy. Sorry. You're very average with your 39, I guess.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Hey, Lane.
Hi.
Now, is this a typo? Is it actually Elaine or is it just Lane?
It's just Lane. Who's asking?
Hi, it's Mr. Brown, U.S. Senseless Bureau. I'm sorry to call you out of the blue. We're getting your paperwork here, and there's some questionnaires that it looks like somebody forgot to ask you when they went door to door. So I thought I could call you on the phone, ask the questions, and get the paperwork wrapped up.
Okay, I don't remember that person, but okay.
Well, could have been done years ago. Listen, Lane, when you were young, were people like, stay in your lane, Lane?
Are you serious? I mean,
that's not. Yeah. I'm sorry. To be clear, that's not an official question. I was just curious.
Oh, I mean, yeah. What's your name?
Oh, Mr. Brown. Why does food taste totally different cold? Is heat a flavor?
Is heat a flavor? I mean, no.
And when was the last time you said heavens to Betsy?
Yesterday.
Really? Have you ever been at the weight you lie about on your driver's license? Ever cut yourself with a Sharpie?
No.
And ever shipped your pants from the store to your house?
No.
And do you know what a snort is?
This
like, did you ever snort yourself?
No, this is out of line. This is inappropriate. I didn't ever snort myself. Like, what? Who put you up to this? Like, what's going on?
Lane, your friend Stephanie, she's the one who wanted to do a central survey. You're on with the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Oh, Stephanie. Okay, all right. That's awesome. Thank you. Oh, God. Okay, I wasn't really sure. I had, like, 2 people in mind, and, like, I was hoping it wasn't the other one.
Yeah. Stephanie put you up to it. Hope you have a good day, okay?
Thank you. You too.
But she said she had somebody else in mind who it could be. Do people, the average person, do they just make prank phone calls during the day?
I think so. She meant like the other person that could have put me on.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha. It was either Roy or my friend Glenn who constantly pranks me during the day.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren. Sponsored by Sona Dermatology and Med Spa. On Kiss 95.1.
Hi, Ashley. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. You are playing Can't Beat Loren today.
Great.
Let's see how you do.
She's a first-timer, it says here.
First-timer.
All right.
And I have my daughter, Lucy, here with me.
All right. And Ashley Katie. And Lucy.
Yep.
All right, you guys, throw her out of the studio.
All right, Loren, get on out.
I'm going.
All right, Lorraine is putting her headphones down. She's walking out of the studio, and she is gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
All right, we are ready for question number one, Ashley and Cotswold. We just filled up a map of the U.S. live on the air, and Roy and Nicole, they didn't do great, but we want to know this. What state does most of the Hollywood gossip come from? Keyword being Hollywood.
California.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are threatening to sue over photos taken of Meghan and their son. What is their son's first name?
Archie.
Justin Bieber announced that he was set for his comedic weekend late show. For this comedic weekend late show, he's going to perform on this show in February. What show is that?
Saturday Night Live.
Alicia Keys announced a new album and a new tour, which she's going to actually be stopping in Charlotte this summer. True or false? She used to be a coach on NBC's The Voice.
True.
And Harry Styles has a legit doppelganger that works at a Starbucks drive-thru. You probably know him as a solo artist, but before that, he was part of this boy band.
One Direction.
All right, come on in.
I don't know if she's going to know, though. It's going to be tough. Ashley and Lucy got them all correct, which means I'm not going to tell you if you got it right or wrong until the very end. And okay. I got to tell you, one of them is a doozy.
Okay, here we go. Question number one, we just filled out a map of the U.S. live on the air, and Nicole and Roy, they didn't do great, but what state does most of the Hollywood gossip come from, and Hollywood being the key word?
California.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are threatening to sue over photos taken of Meghan and their son. What's their son's first name?
Archie.
Justin Bieber announced that he's all set for this comedic weekend late night show in February. He's actually going to be performing on this show. What show is that?
SNL.
Alicia Keys announced a new album and a new tour, which she'll be stopping by in Charlotte for the summer.
Uh-huh.
True or false? She used to be a coach on NBC's The Voice.
True.
And Harry Styles has a legit doppelganger that works at a Starbucks drive-thru. You probably know him as a solo artist. But before that, he was part of what boy band?
One Direction. And by the way, I don't think the doppelganger looks that much like him.
I agree.
Okay.
Lorraine, you got them all correct. I did think The Voice was going to trip you up because you don't watch it.
Oh, I think Archie's harder than The Voice.
And by the way, Ashley and Cotswold and Loren and Nicole, we got to drop the prince on Harry's name, don't we?
Yes, he's just
Harry. I guess so
yeah,
now.
He's just Harry now.
Yeah. Okay, Ashley, Lucy, it is a tie. Ties stay with the house. Not our rules, but you know what we want to hear before we let you go.
All right, I can't beat Loren, but I can tie her.
Thanks for playing, guys. Have a great day.
Bye, Lucy.
Thanks. Bye.
Still to come.
All right, so Loren, you had a rough day yesterday. You said early this morning, you called it yesterday was what kind of a day?
It was like a pit and a peak day. I had a really good part of my day and a really terrible part of my day. I'll tell you what the terrible part was and why it shook me as a mom coming up in 5 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So yesterday I had one of those days where I call it a peak and a pit day, where something really amazing happened and then something that kind of shook me as a mom happened. And that was definitely the pit of my day. But I know maybe some of you remember, I think it was in November or the beginning of December, I was telling you guys I had to have Cash's blood drawn. And
that's your son.
That's my son. And how terrified he was to give blood. Mm-hmm. Now, myself, I am also terrified of needles. So I'm sure I projected that on him somehow. But I was strong during the whole process. But it's really hard to watch your son go through an experience like that where he's totally terrified, doesn't understand what's going on, and there's three people holding him down with somebody drawing his blood. And yesterday, I got a call saying that the blood draw that we took, it was for two different health tests, and I won't get into what the health tests were, but they lost the samples.
They lost the blood?
Yeah. that it went to the lab and then it was discontinued was the word that the woman used with me.
It was discontinued.
And I'm...
That's like an item you buy.
Right.
It's like something
right.
iHeartRadio would say.
Yeah.
Dislocation.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was discontinued. And I'm like, okay. So explain to me what that means. Because now I've put my son through trauma for no reason. And you're telling me that I could very well have to do it again because you lost the sample the first time around.
And I was in here, Roy. You weren't. I was in here and I heard Loren on the phone and I felt really bad because I could tell that you were getting really emotional.
Yeah, and I held it together while I was on the phone. But literally the second I hung up, I mean, Manny watched me. I just broke down because I don't want to have to put cash through that again. And, you know, there's like, it seems so little, but it's also so big. Like, it was covered by insurance then. It's not covered by insurance now. I paid for half of the test. I traumatized my son. And at the end of the day, do I want to go through all of that again? And I'm like, I don't know that I want to put my son through that again.
Hey, was this doctors? Like,
yeah.
How did they lose blood?
This is like a very reputable doctor, too. Oh,
by the way, they were testing to see if Cash was affected by kryptonite at all. Apparently, he's not.
No.
You hadn't spoken with Dallas, and that's what I told you yesterday when you left. You stayed on the phone with that woman way longer than I would have. I would have been like, thank you for the news. I'm calling my husband or my wife, and I'll get back to you.
But I wanted to get some answers. Like, you know.
Does she have any?
No, unfortunately.
So she was just like a messenger type of person.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, I took her name down. I had taken the other woman's name down who I'd spoken to for scheduling. And, you know, when I told my husband this, he was like, oh, I want to go down there and talk to somebody. And I'm like, okay, but what is that going to do?
Right. Yeah,
like, unfortunately, you know, our son is just a number. And the thing that irritated me the most yesterday is the woman on the phone said to me, I understand how you feel. And I was like, do you understand how I feel? Do you have a son that is terrified of needles and have to hold him down and watch somebody take blood while he screams bloody murder? Like, do you have to do that again to him? Like, do you really understand?
Yeah, I know. And that goes back to Roy's thing, which is like, you know, she's just the messenger.
She probably read a script.
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah.
And that's why I didn't like I held it together on the phone. But the second I got off, I just broke down because it breaks my heart that I had to put my son through that again.
Is that inevitably
you have to?
Yeah. Did you decide that?
I don't know. I honestly don't want to do it again. And my husband just wants more answers. So he's going to go down and speak to the manager and the lab and everything. You guys think I'm a bulldog like
two Karens in the house.
Yeah. There together to tag team anybody, but like Dallas was infuriated, probably more upset than I was.
I just felt really bad because you waited so long to get the results from this test,
and that's the thing.
And it was so important to you, and then I'm hearing you.
And we waited 6 months to get into the specialist, and then another 3 months, you know, a month to get the blood work done, and then I hadn't heard anything, and I kept checking online. Like, I could see the blood test was ordered, but then nothing. Like, there was no news afterwards. Mm-hmm. And to sit for 2 months and wait on a blood test where you're calling, and they're like, no, it's just not back in yet. And then all of a sudden to get that, oh, it's been discontinued. They lost or they can't find or it's expired or and nobody had any answers other than the fact it was discontinued.
Well, 980 dropped us a text and said, what you're saying, Loren, when it's discontinued, it means sometimes when the blood is drawn, the blood sample went bad. That doesn't necessarily mean they lost the sample. It was just a bad collection. It could be clotted or unable to be tested.
Right. So, but that the problem was, is that the woman on the phone couldn't get an answer from the lab, and nobody's giving me an actual answer, which is it shakes you as a mom.
Yeah, I know. Well, keep us posted on what happens next. I'm so sorry you had to go through
that. Yeah, it was tough to be in here, but you guys will make the right decisions.
With Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
It is called Date 'em or Dump 'em. A relationship is in your hands. You get to decide. We're going to have Carly from Charlotte on with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Welcome, Carly.
Hey there. How are you?
Roy, you forgot the best part. It's Hump Day. Dump Day.
That's true.
That's the best part of Wednesday, of Dumpum and Datum.
Sure, okay. We just love alliteration and fun things to say. And
Carly, tell us what's going on Hump Day Dump Day.
Hey, okay, so I'm glad to be doing this with you. I went on a few dates with Alex. We went on three, and the first two were good. They were fine. He's really cute. He's polite. He's funny. But it was the third one where everything kind of fell apart, and that's what I want to talk about today.
Good. Well, listen, we're also, if you want to help out our friend Carly, you can call 704-570-9595. Sounds like there's trouble on the third date with this guy named Alex. Carly, tell us what happened.
All right. So, after dinner, my friends were texting, and they wanted to go out and meet for karaoke, which is a thing we do. We love karaoke. It's totally, fun in our friend group. I wasn't sure he'd want to do it, but then when I, laughed and told him that they asked, he was really into it. And he said he was, he loves karaoke. He's, awesome at karaoke. Okay. So I said yes, and I was, super pumped because, I don't know, maybe he'd fit into our group, long term. We went to karaoke, and he was not good. He was, awful. He was terrible.
Okay, listen, I'm terrible at karaoke.
Yeah,
but you claim to be terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes, that, exactly. That. I think that was more of a problem than him being bad at it. It would have been more fun if he was good, but it was that he really said he was good and thought he was good.
Oh, so after he was done with his performance, he came off and he was killed it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's almost exactly that. He nailed it. It just, everyone was weird because it kept going and it just has left me really disconnected.
No way. He was joking. He had to be joking. Right. If he was that bad and he comes off stage and he's nailed it. He thinks he's funny.
Maybe you're not picking up what he's putting down.
He was a bad comedian.
I don't know. I mean, I guess you had to be there, but he did not. And he did not. He was not joking. It wasn't.
Okay.
He wasn't. Yeah.
Okay. But Carly, let's say he was the worst person ever in the history of karaoke. Is that really a reason to not go on another date? Is that what you're wanting to stop, or did something else happen?
No. I mean, I think that would be a turnoff. I'm serious. This is one of the things we do. If you, I don't know, watch sports with your friends and you're girlfriend hates sports, it felt like that or something. I don't know.
You know, Roy, I see what you're saying. Is this enough to not date the guy?
Yeah.
But then if you take karaoke out of it and put something into the karaoke blank, he said he was a really good painter and then he painted me something and it was awful. You know, he said he was a really good handyman, but I had him fix my cabinet and it fell apart. You continue to date someone who...
But if you mesh well, if he has a good personality, if he's kind and he's good to you, then you tell him, hey, you suck.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, how often... Here's the thing, how often are you going to be out doing karaoke? Is this a once a week kind of thing for you? Because I couldn't tell you the last time I went out for karaoke. People go maybe once or twice a year.
There's some groups, go all the time.
We go a lot. We have two places we go. But even so, it's what you're saying. It's the point is that he said he was awesome. And he really was terrible. And then there was this... that, I think, is throwing me more than the karaoke.
He's tone deaf.
Yeah. We also live in a world where everyone's too afraid to hurt everyone's feelings. So maybe no one's just had the conversation with them.
Mm-hmm.
Which you would be a great person, Carly. Because, you're already ready to call the quits over the relationship. You'd be a great person to say, hey, I'm about to break up with you, you idiot, because you can't sing karaoke.
You could get him singing lessons for his birthday.
Producer Nicole just wrote down a note. I guess you told her off the air that he did Frank Sinatra, New York, New York.
Yes.
Yeah, that's hard. I mean, unless you're Frank Sinatra impersonator, it's hard to sing like Frank.
Really?
But he picked it. I mean, he picked it.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. Yeah, and there's nobody that can sing that song well. Oh, shoot. I think I hung up on her. Hold on, Matt.
Great job.
Oh, I hung up on her by accident. All right.
Call back.
We'll get her back on. Matt, hey, in Southend.
What do you think about Carly and this guy?
Oh, my goodness. I think this guy is full of a... He probably just made a simple mistake. I mean, you never know how good you sing until you actually sing, right?
Yeah. And you know that whole thing where you hear a version of you that no one else hears? You know, like when you play back a recording of yourself and you're like, oh, I sound like that?
Mm-hmm.
The same thing for singing. Same thing.
Same thing. Even videos freak me out of myself. My own voice scares me sometimes.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Now, Matt, would you think it's okay to dump the guy over this? Should she date him or continue dating or dump him?
I mean, come on. If you're going to dump a guy over how he sings and his level of confidence going into it, I think there's other things at play. I don't think you should dump him over this.
Right.
And she said the other two dates went really well. It was just this date, all of a sudden, he barked out that he was going to be he's a really good karaoke singer, and she was shocked and disappointed.
Well, isn't there something attractive about confidence?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, wow, at least he, you know, he believes it.
I mean, but there's also a thing called reality.
Yeah.
And you don't want to be out of touch with reality.
And it's kind of embarrassing. Like, you can't, if her friends always go to karaoke and they go a lot, like, she can't take him to karaoke now.
Let's talk with Paul. Paul and Charlotte, date him or dump him? What do you think?
Honestly, I think he needs to dump her because he was going out on a limb trying to have fun with her and her friends. And to me, it's like, the fact that he doesn't have a great voice,
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Probably the most petty reason that I've ever heard for dumping somebody.
You know,
she tried to make the example about the whole sports thing where, like, if all your friends love sports and then your girlfriend hates sports, but that's also a dumb parallel because, like, he doesn't hate what she's doing. He's trying to be a part of it.
Right.
Whether or not he's good, I mean, it's too bad. At least he's trying.
Yeah, but Paul, if you were in his situation, would you have said, hey, I'm really good at karaoke, I can nail it, even though you knew you didn't have a chance to nail it?
Maybe he thinks he's good, and, you know, no one's ever told him that he sucks. Maybe she needs to.
Right, that's what I'm saying. You know, I don't ever want to trash a listener of our show. Clearly, she's a big fan, and she trusts us to tell us the story, and I really do appreciate that. But I do think he needs it up her. I'm with you, Paul. I think it's ridiculous.
All right.
I think she needs to.
Thanks,
Paul. Or he's really funny and she can't get sarcasm.
That's what there's got to be more to the story.
Right?
Like,
because this guy sounds awesome.
We got a lot of good action happening on hold. We have another guy who says he's really good at karaoke, wants to sing for us, and then he's going to ask her out.
Okay.
We're going to get Carly back on, and then we have other people who think that she's in the right to dump him, and then other people that say you can't do this.
Okay, if you want to get your voice heard, 704-570-9595. I can't wait to hear this guy sing.
I know.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Carly, we got you back on for date him or dump him. We accidentally hung up on you, but you say that you are on a third date with Alex. He was very confident about karaoke. He said that he was the best when he went up there and sang. He wasn't good at all, and now that you're considering dumping him. Was that pretty much a good summary of what happened?
Yeah, that's like exactly it.
It was embarrassing on how confident that he was and how bad he was.
Yeah.
Okay. This is so funny to me, though, because I'm a terrible singer. If my dating life depended on me singing or not, I've never gotten married.
Carly, do you think there's a chance that you don't get people's humor? Like, have you ever ran into that where someone's being sarcastic and you didn't pick up on it? Because all I'm saying is hear me out. And I know that you don't want to date someone that's out of touch reality, but is there a chance that he's being funny, saying that he's good, knowing he's bad?
I really don't think so. I mean, this would be, like, what do they call it? Like, a long con or something? Like, we're still talking. I mean, it's just, no. I hear you, but it was not that kind of thing. He definitely thought he was awesome, and we all definitely felt weird.
By the way, producer Nicole got his number and texted Alex, and he has yet to respond. So we stand by for him. All right. A lot of people are making comments that this is ridiculous. This is the most petty reason to dump someone. But hey, Carly, it's your life. Let's say hi to Caitlin in Matthews. Caitlin,
hi.
You're on with Carly. Go ahead. What do you want to tell her?
Hi, I just wanted to say he said that he was good at karaoke. He didn't say he was good at singing. So maybe he just meant that he's really good at having a good time at karaoke and he's good at getting the audience riled up and having a good time with it.
Okay. No, I didn't think of that. He was like game for it. You know, he did like do it full out. Okay. I hadn't thought of that. I'll give you that. Yes.
Okay. That's a good point. We do, by the way, have another person named Alex on hold.
Is that her Alex?
No, it's a different Alex who called in and said he wants to date her. He wants to sing. Isn't okay. that weird?
That's weird.
They're both named Alex.
But first, let's talk with Jennifer in Huntersville. Hey, Jennifer.
Hi.
Hi. So what do you think here with Carly? Should she date him or should she dump him?
I think you should date him. Because if he is game to go out and have fun at karaoke, he probably knows he sucks. And he just wants to show you a great time. I've been out doing karaoke for almost 20 years, and not one of my boyfriends could sing. Maybe you could turn it into a group thing every time he goes up to sing.
Do a duet.
Yeah, or the whole group. Do Love Shack by B-52 or, you know, something that's really super hype and fun. Because it sounds like he's willing and game to do whatever you want. Who could ask for a better man?
Yeah, it sounds like he has a personality. Like, he's, you know, if he knew that you were really into karaoke and he was really trying, even if he doesn't know he's bad, let's just put that out there. Let's say he has no idea he's terrible. He still was willing to get up there and, like, belt it out because he liked you.
Yeah, which not a lot of guys would do. Thank you so much for calling in, Jennifer, in Huntersville. Carly, you're getting a lot of advice saying that you should continue dating him. And that may be that you're in the wrong here, but you know what? There's a guy who happens to be Alex, not the guy you've been dating, who thinks that he can sing better than the guy you're dating. But maybe you can find love after all, okay?
With another Alex.
Yeah. I love the American Idol music.
All right, Alex and Charlotte, welcome to the Manny Roy and the Red Morning Show.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. You say that you can sing better and you will try to win Carly's love.
Oh, I'm sure of it, my man.
Are you playing? Are you messing around, or do you really, for real, think you're a good singer?
No, y'all are ready for a show.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. All right, Carly, are you ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Alex, go ahead. Carly's on the phone. You got her.
Carly, let me just ask you really quick. Do you like Voice to Men?
Yeah, I do.
All right, baby, then this one's for you, okay?
For the wine, night the fire, girl, your wish is my coming. To your demand, I will do anything. Girl, you need all me, I'll make love to you. Like you want me to, and I'll hold you tight. Baby, all through the night, I'll make love to you like you want me to. Wow. And I will have my
love
to tell me to.
Wow.
It's so good, but I am so uncomfortable when people sing to each other. That was not what it is. To make love to her.
All right, so Carly... you have another new Alex that evidently can sing. What do you think? Now, do you think that he sang well?
New Alex is amazing.
New Alex is amazing.
Oh my God, my jaw is like on the ground. This is the weirdest day.
Well, listen, I got a total idea. And somebody texted it in. I'm going to repeat what they said. 704 said, amazing singing to Alex on the phone. What you should do is use this Alex for karaoke and date the other Alex.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
Like a stand-in.
All right. What are you going to do, Carly? For real. We got to move on with the show.
Are you going to break up with the guy and date the singing Alex, or are you going to give the bad Alex another chance?
You know, honestly, I feel like a little bit stupid, like maybe I didn't think this completely through, and maybe old Alex was, like, just being, like, fun and funny, yeah. So, I mean, right. I feel kind of stupid. I'm glad I did this, because this is funny, but...
Now, so are we.
So, wait, are you going to date them both?
Oh, I don't know about new Alex. We'd have to kind of...
Here's what you
we'll
do.
Have to, like, text
Carly, but, you invite both of them over to your house. You light some candles, okay? And you just let the boys serenade you. And whichever Alex really does the trick, that's the one that you invite to the bedroom.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. No, I'm gonna reach out to old Alex, and I will kind of, like, go. I will do another date there. And new Alex, you could definitely have my number.
Oh!
Okay, wow. Alex, we'll get that for you off the air. Hang on.
All right, new Alex, hang on a second, okay, bud? Good job. Great singing.
Thanks so much, guys.
All right, and Carly, you said that you didn't think this through and it was stupid. If it wasn't for your stupidity and not thinking through, we wouldn't have had this amazing singing segment. So to you, we say thank you for DMing us on Hump Day Dump Day. Have a great day. Good luck, okay?
Thanks.
All right, hold on. We'll pass your information along to Alex.
I'm crying. I was laughing so hard.
I cannot wait to pull that for the best of the Meanie, Roy, and Loran. That was awesome. Hey, coming up next, I got to tell you, I met somebody who just moved into my neighborhood. And he was walking his dog, and I stopped. I was walking with my daughter, Ruby, and he offered me, Roy, you're going to love this because you like things like this. Mm-hmm. He offered me two services. He said, hey, if you ever need A, I could do that. Oh, and by the way, I also do B. But A was so different than B. Mm-hmm. And just when I tell you the two services, you're going to laugh.
Okay.
I want to share it with you in less than 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1, we are the Meanie, Roy, and Loran Morning Show.
So yesterday, my wife and her mom went to go see Celine Dion at the Spectrum Center.
Yeah.
She said it was amazing. But I had the two kids for dinner, and I was trying to kill time. I mean, Roy, it was one of those days where I looked at the clock, and I thought for sure it was 5:30, and it was 4:15. I was like, oh, we got time to kill. It was so cold, and Ruby kept pointing outside. My 17-month-old daughter wanted to go outside, so I bundled her up, and we went for a walk. And on the walk, I saw someone who I'd never recognized in the neighborhood, and I walk quite a bit with the kids. And so he has this beautiful dog, and he walks up, and Dean pets the dog. Ruby sees the dog, and I introduce myself, and he says, hey, you know, I'm new. I live down here on this address. And then, nice to meet you, a little small talk. And then it was the two things that he offered for service if I needed it that made me laugh. And I was like, only if Roy was here. You too, Loren. He goes, oh, hey, and by the way, I go, nice to meet you. Take care. Oh, and by the way, if you ever need your oil changed, let me know.
Huh, that's nice.
I do that. I go, great. That's he goes, nice. Also dog training.
What?
Okay, so I'm not the only one, right? It was like two of the most random things.
It's so random.
And then as I'm walking, I'm thinking in my head the most random things. Like, listen, let me give you my card. I do dental work. Also, if you need a new roof.
I guess I'm not much different than that guy, though, because it's like, hey, listen, if you need to buy or sell your house, I'm your guy. Also, if you want to laugh, I mean, on the morning radio show, I am. I have two random things I do.
Yes, you are.
You are random.
Radio and real estate, man. At least let's start with ours.
Like, Nicole's got a side gig. She walks dogs. But that's not random because it's, you know, you didn't really train for it. Like, Roy went to school and real estate school and stuff. So to be like a dog walker because she loves dogs, that's not random.
Oh, dog trainer is like so specific too.
I know.
Maybe he just knows how to like change the oil. Like my dad taught me. I don't do it because it's too messy. But my dad taught me how to do it. Maybe he just knows.
Go back to why he told you this in the whole first place. Like, that was random too, right?
It was just like, all right, man, I'm taking the kids in. It's cold out. I'll see you. And he goes, oh, hey, let me know. If you need an oil change, I'm your guy. Also, dog training.
So random.
I know.
You need to go back and ask him for his rates because I'm curious.
And by the way,
can you get a 2-for-1 deal? Like, yeah. If he changes your oil, will he train your dog too?
At the same time.
While the pan's dripping. Will he work with my dog?
Yeah.
What if he's under the car and he's like, bring me the pan?
Yeah, what if it's a whole training program? Like, your dog will always watch you change your oil. Like, it's like the only thing he knows how to do.
He's under the car. He's like, bring me the 40-to-1. Bring me give me an oil brand. I don't even know.
I don't know. Pennzoil?
Yeah. Come here. Bring me the Pennzoil, boy.
1040.
What if he trains the dog to change the oil?
Filter. It's like his surgical nurse, you know?
I just thought it was super random.
That is random. I mean, like, what if it's like, hey, listen, I'm a fitness trainer. Let me know if you need anything.
Also, I'm weekends at Krispy Kreme, so yeah. If you want a free dozen.
You're like, okay.
So random.
All right. If you know someone who's got a job that runs two different ends of the spectrum like we're talking about, we'd sure love to laugh about it. 704-570-9595.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
People that have jobs and one job has nothing to do with the other is really funny.
That's what you ran into in your neighborhood?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A guy said to me, he's new to the neighborhood, and he said, if you need an oil change, I'm your man. And I said, oh, cool. Okay, thanks. He goes, also, I train dogs.
You're like, why? What made you think to tell me that?
Right.
Number one. Number two, why do you do two things that are completely different?
And maybe it wouldn't be so weird if he said, hey, I work at the quick oil change place up the street, and on the side, I train dogs.
Right.
That's not the way it was presented to me. It was presented as if he does both jobs, and they're both very different than each other. We're getting a lot of funny text messages, too. And in fact, Tally, she texted us, and we made her call in.
Hey, Tally, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're doing really well. So tell us what happened.
So I used to live in Florida. We had just moved there, and we have kids, and we met this woman at a restaurant, and we started talking to her, and she started telling us about all these great things to do with kids in Florida. And she said, yeah, you know, I own this children's painting studio. We'd love for you guys to swing by. And by the way, if you ever need a good bikini wax, I also own a bikini wax salon.
What? And not in the same location.
I mean, same city.
Yeah, but not the same building, Loren. I know. Yeah,
no,
like,
not in the same building.
Yeah, your kids go in the back, the mom's in the front.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it, Tally, when you get the offer or you see the business card and it's two completely different things?
It's very funny. Very random.
All right. Thanks, Tally. Thanks for texting and calling. 704-570-9595.
All right, Crystal from Monroe. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Thank you. How are you?
We're doing really well. I'm just laughing at all these text messages and DMs we're getting about people who do, like, two very opposite jobs.
Yeah.
Do you do something like that?
Yes. During the day, I don't know how opposite they are. I think they are. But during the day, I'm a pediatric occupational therapy assistant, and I work with kids in the daycares in their homes. And then on the side and on the weekends, I refinish furniture and paint furniture and put it in my booth space.
In your what space?
My booth space, like a retail space.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and it sells there, so...
That's exactly what we're talking about, because the occupational therapy assistant is like a full-time job, and we know people who finish furniture as a full-time job, and one has nothing to do with the other.
Right.
You know, and the thing is, I guess when you look at it on paper, you're like, okay, that's good. But when you tell someone, like when that guy told me, hey, I could do your oil and train your dog, you're like, okay.
Right.
You know,
those are totally different.
Totally different. All right, Crystal, have a great day. Thanks for listening to us all the way in Monroe.
Sure. Thanks.
You got it. I'm acting like Monroe, by the way, is like Arizona. You know,
we're like, wow, you can get us in Monroe? I'm trying to think of like funny job combinations. Like, hey, I sell insurance, but I'm also a park ranger. You know?
Yeah. We get a text message from 704 that says, I'm a vet tech during the week, and on the weekends, I work at Red Lobster.
Mm.
That's ironic.
I like this. My girlfriend is an armed guard and a photographer.
That's funny.
That's like, hi, how you doing? What do you do for a living? I'm a prison guard, and I also work on interior design.
That's funny. Here's another one.
Nice.
I'm a figure skater / hockey, ice hockey instructor, and I'm also a substitute teacher for German at a local high school.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of these, man. Keep them coming. We'll read them.
You can always call the show. You can always send us a DM, though. Make sure you do that. In fact, right now, if you follow us on Instagram, at the MRO Show, we'll follow you back. Maybe you've never seen our page, never seen us. At the MRO Show, give us a follow. We'll follow you back. But we do have to talk about earlier in the show at 7 a.m., we found out that our Nicole did not know the states. And then we did an article on the states that hate other states.
And I'm really surprised about how many people hate other states. Let's discuss in five.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
The Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show in the home of the $1,000 KISS cash code. Your next shot at $1,000 is 11 a.m. this morning. And that's not all. Let's not forget that every time you sign up to play the KISS cash code through text with the code word, every time you do it, you get thrown into the grand prize of $10,000. But to be clear, you only need to do that once. So if you've never played before and you send the code word in from your phone, you're automatically signed up for the 10 grand. All right.
All right. So we found a map of states that hate other states. Like North Carolina, according to the survey, hates South Carolina. Virginia hates West Virginia. West Virginia and Maryland hates Virginia.
South Carolina?
South Carolina hates Nebraska for some odd reason.
If anybody knows the reason why South Carolina would hate Nebraska, could you call us, please, at 704-570-9595?
I would love to know. And I know Pennsylvania hated New Jersey, but I thought they would hate Ohio.
And then Hawaii doesn't hate anyone. They're just out there in the ocean.
Yeah, how could you hate anybody? They're like, leave us alone. We've got the best life ever going on out here.
I know, but we've talked about this, and I feel like we've talked about it around this time, that the islanders don't like
the mainlanders
and that they're mean to them. And we had people from Hawaii call and confirm that that's true. They just don't like the tourists all the time that come blow in and blow out.
Mm-hmm. Did you do Florida's yet?
Florida hates Florida.
I love that.
Somebody from Florida sent us a text message. They were streaming us in Florida. They said, of course we hate Florida because every crazy story starts with
Florida.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't even imagine hating a state. I mean, there was, when I lived in Virginia, there was a little rivalry between the two states, you know, the Mountaineers versus the Hokies.
Yeah.
You know, so forth.
Yeah. Well, let's get some calls going. Let's fire it up and find out why you hate other states.
704-570-9595.
Text messages came in when we were talking about this about 2 hours ago. And like somebody said, for instance, they hate Pennsylvania because, Loren, Pennsylvania on Route 80, the highway that drives through the state.
It takes a long time.
And they said their signs say, slow down, the speed limit is still 55.
It does take forever. Florida is a long drive state, too.
I know a lot of people that travel from up north to like Florida don't like Virginia. Because the troopers will nail you on 95 for speeding, and they hate Virginia,
and
especially.
And back in the day, you better not have had a radar detector.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh. State police was really big into that.
They would yoke you.
Are they illegal? They were illegal?
Yeah,
yep.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Big time. They hated that. And they had, like a detection in their car somehow.
Dallas got pulled over going through Virginia the second he got in Virginia, or the second he was about to leave Virginia, and the cop pulled him over and said, well, you boys almost made it.
See, that's why you hate the state. The cop is cocky.
You almost made it. That sounds like a Virginia trooper.
Yep.
All right, boys. All right, let's talk with Chris in Charlotte. Chris, welcome to the Maney, Roy, and the Ram Morning Show.
Thank you.
How you doing?
Okay.
So, do you hate a certain state?
Well. No, I don't. I don't hate Nebraska or anything, but I believe the South Carolina, Nebraska issue goes all the way back to the 1981 national championship between Clemson and Nebraska. My uncle and his family are tremendous Clemson fans. He played football at Clemson in the 60s, and they have hated Nebraska ever since.
Hmm. So I guess we played in the championship game in 81 and lost to Nebraska. Is that what it is?
Oh, we won Nebraska. We beat Nebraska.
Oh.
With just the fact they would even try.
He hated it. And half my family live in South Carolina, the other half in North Carolina, and they've hated Nebraska ever since. I actually kind of like Nebraska. But yeah. I'm not from South Carolina. So,
yeah. And
it might have something to do with that. I just know any time Nebraska is mentioned and I'm watching football with him, he's got a choice word or two to say.
There you go. That's the update. We couldn't figure out why North
Maybe. That's the only thing I could think of, because when I heard you guys mention it, I'm like, bingo, there is half my family. Maybe that's why. Didn't even know Nebraska had a football team before 1981.
Thanks, Chris. They're the Huskers, wow. Roy, by the way. Nebraska Cornhuskers is the name of their mascot to the Huskers.
Is there a bunch of corn in South Carolina?
No, no. Nebraska.
Oh, Nebraska. Okay, the Nebraska Huskers. Okay.
Hold on. Let me do something real quick. I got to throw paper at Roy for that answer.
When it becomes sports-related, I become even stupider.
But North Carolina hates South Carolina on your map.
Oh, on my map. Yeah.
And by the way, this is all, and it's up at kiss951.com. We blogged about this. You can go read what states hate other states. And this all comes from a researcher in LA who asked thousands of people in each state what state they hate. So that's how the research came. But if North Carolina hates South Carolina, wouldn't you think that South Carolina hates North Carolina back?
That's what I would think.
It's so crazy.
Let's talk with, and also, I wish I knew why we even do the whole North and South. Why aren't we just not Carolina? Same thing with Dakotas. Anyway, Savannah and Bessemer City, welcome to the Maney, Roy, and the Rim Morning Show.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're good. We're just blown away by this states that hate other states thing.
Do you hate a state?
I don't necessarily hate South Carolina, but I live in North Carolina, obviously, and as soon as I cross over the state lines, the roads are terrible in South Carolina.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I feel like they put more money into their school systems, which is great, but, you know, and then also you'll be driving down the road, and I'll be like, that's a crazy driver, and then all of a sudden I'll look at their tag, and I'm like, oh, South Carolina. Okay, makes sense.
Yeah, that is true. I will say I travel 77 an awful lot to work and back, and North Carolina drivers are a lot tamer than South Carolina drivers. Y'all don't care about the lines.
Yes.
But thanks, Savannah. I would love to hear from someone from South Carolina who hates North Carolina and tell us why. Do you guys have little brother syndrome or little sister syndrome? Because, you know,
we're above you.
And bigger.
Are we? Yeah, I guess we are technically wider.
Yeah,
bigger,
You know, the Panthers play here.
Yeah. Well, but they're about to have a facility in South Carolina, so we're bringing the Carolinas together.
We share.
Listen, I love it. I love South Carolina. I want to move there. I really do. I mean, I'm right on the border all the time.
Yeah, you're almost there.
Pee in your backyard.
Yeah, exactly. All right, 704-570-9595 to jump in on the convo.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.